Business English Power, Episode 49. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei, here online and, well, during my time spent in Japan. I spent 18 years over there teaching English and also teaching at a very prestigious university and also at Fortune 500 companies around Tokyo. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've got a great businessy episode today. Yeah, that's a good word there, businessy. We're getting back to our business English stuff here. We're going to talk about pronunciation today. We're going to practice pronouncing things related to investing and the investment world. We're going to do some basics. We're going to do some general terms. And I think these are going to be good because sometimes these terms, you're going to hear them in the news. You're going to hear them from colleagues. And you may have not really learned what they mean. So we're going to go over the basic definitions as well. But we're also going to learn how to pronounce them. So get ready for a great episode. Let's get right into it. Before we do, just make sure to please subscribe to Business English Power. If you're an Apple Podcast, please hit subscribe. I'd love to see you as a subscriber there. If you are following on any other platform, just hit follow. And I would love to see you there as well. Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you are listening to Business English Power, please share this episode if you think someone could get some benefit and value from it as well. All right, so we're going to get into some investing today. Now, investing, you know, most people typically think about the stock market, things like that, right? So that's what we're going to kind of focus on here. And we're going to do some basic terms. And we're not going to do a whole lot of them, but we're going to do some good ones here that you probably will have heard before or you may, you know, become familiar with in the upcoming weeks or years or months. So the first thing is, well, investing. What does it mean? Okay, of course, investing simply means when you spend or put in, we'll say, some money typically. I mean, we could talk about investing energy and time, but we're going to talk about money today. You know, you're putting in money into something that hopefully gives you more back in return. Now, of course, it's always not reliable, so there could be, that's why it's a risk. You know, you could end up losing money, but that is for you to decide and for you to research. But we're going to go over the terms that we need to know and how to pronounce them. So the first thing we want to know, of course, is, well, what can we invest in? Well, the first basic thing that you can invest in is stocks. Okay, so let's practice that one. Stocks. All right, so of course we have our basic ST sound to begin. Now, stock, okay, now we have, if you look at the spelling of it, and again, I highly encourage you as we do our pronunciation lessons here on the podcast and in general, is to not get used to reading so much with your eyes, but more focused on listening with your ears. It's going to do you much better service as you continue to level up your pronunciation skills. But since we are getting familiar with the terms here, again, stock is S-T-O-C-K-S. Now, the reason why I say don't get so used to seeing or reading the words with your eyes is because in Japan, for example, the O automatically will be kind of, well, translated into an O sound, right? So the intention or the natural feeling would be to be stock rather than stock. Okay, so in native English, we definitely want to open up your mouth and not have an O sound, but more of an ah. Okay, so that kind of what I call the tall A sound, or you want to open your mouth, or a flat O sound. I guess I don't want to introduce all these terms, but some of you may know it as a short O sound. So it's going to be ah, so sta, okay, sta. And then, of course, the last CK, stock. And then if you're doing more than one, add the S at the end, stocks. Okay, so please repeat after me, stocks. Stocks. Okay, let's do a sentence. Okay, please repeat after me. I like investing in stocks. Okay, one more time. I like investing in stocks. Okay, excellent. Very good. Now, of course, stock, I didn't really go into the definition. I think most of you know what a stock is. But stock basically means when a company, like, we'll just use some examples, Amazon or Apple or any, you know, major company out there goes public, and so they want to, you know, have people buy into or invest into their company, giving them money to work with. Well, that's how they do it. So they release shares, so that what they call it, a share of the company, and those are called stocks. Yeah? Now, you can buy them in shares, you know, one share, two share, and that's what we see the stock price. When we see the number of how much the stock costs, that is called the stock price of one share. All right, so that's when you start investing. Now, what's another thing that we can invest in? Well, another thing we can invest in is mutual funds. Mutual funds. Now, what is a mutual fund? Well, a mutual fund basically is think of a collection or a basket of stocks. There could be other things in there as well. Could be bonds as well. Bonds are another thing we can invest in. We'll get to that in the next. Well, actually, okay. Well, why don't we do bonds first? Okay, sorry, change the order. So let's do bond. I'm sorry. Then we'll come back to mutual fund. Okay, so bond. What is a bond? Okay, bond is basically debt. Okay, so usually a bond is typically from the government. Usually they call it a treasury bill, or you know, there are different types of bonds you can get. You can get them from banks. Now, a bond basically means you're just buying someone else's debt. And they're going to pay you back a percentage point, or you know, percentage, a set percentage higher than what you bought it for, right? So that's how you make money. It's a more stable investment, so to speak. However, it's capped at a percentage that you've agreed to at the beginning. So a bond, again, is basically just helping a company or a bank or the government get money up front, and they're going to pay you back later. Okay, so let's practice that. So it's a B sound. Remember, with a B, we put our, you know, we just put our top lips to our bottom lips, or top lip to our bottom lip. Bond. Okay, we just make the B sound. Bond. Okay, and again, we're going to have that short O sound, or a tall A is what I call it. Ba. Okay, so ba, n, d. Okay, so putting the nd at the end, nd. Bond. Okay, please repeat after me, bond. Bond. Okay, good job. Let's put it together with stocks. So let's say, I like investing in stocks and bonds. Okay, one more time, please repeat. I like investing in stocks and bonds. Okay, excellent, very good. So that's stocks and bonds. Now let's move on to mutual funds. Now it's a little bit longer term here. Now, the reason why I should have put this third is because, yes, a mutual fund can include different stocks and bonds, things like that. So it's a kind of a basket of investments that you buy the whole thing. It's a pool of money from other investors, and there's usually a fund manager who's in charge of, you know, buying and selling the individual investments within the mutual fund. So it's a way to buy many things at one time. So that's something that people like to do. So let's pronounce mutual fund. Okay, so let's start with mutual. Okay. So again, we have our M sound at the beginning, and we're going to have the U sound, but it's not moo, but mu. Okay, so more of the, think of a picture of Y. you there. But more importantly, listen. Okay, mew. Mew chew. Okay, so now instead of thinking of a T, we think of a more of a CH sound. Mew chew. Okay, mutual. Okay, now if you see the A there after the U, it's not al, but it's more ul. Okay, it's because it's not emphasized. So it's mutual. So please repeat after me. Listen carefully and repeat. Mutual. Mutual. Okay, very good. Now, the second part of that, of course, is fund. Okay, so we have our F sound. Now, remember, fund, or the F sound, we want to put our bottom lip under our two top front teeth. Fund, and then make the F sound coming out. Okay, so this is really, really important because I know for our Japanese listeners out there, the F sound is not highly emphasized, right? So we need to really make a point to separate the F sound and the H sound. Okay, so we want to definitely put our bottom lip under our two front teeth and say fa. Okay, and we're gonna, that U is gonna be a flat U or the schwa sound, so it's just an sound. Okay, fa. So like you're saying Vietnamese noodles, pho. But we're going to continue with nd. So like the bond, fund. Okay, so please repeat after me. Fund. Okay, and just like if you can say the word fun, just add the D to the end. Fund. Okay, let's put it together. Please repeat. Mutual fund. One more time. Mutual fund. Okay, great job. So let's do a sentence with that. I have invested in a lot of mutual funds. Okay, very good. One more time. I have invested in a lot of mutual funds. Okay, excellent job. Very good, very good. So we've got a few down. Now, let's move on to the next one. What is another type of thing we can invest in? Okay, well, this is going to be our final one today. I think we're going to split this up into two parts. I think that'd be good because we want to get some other terms as well. But we don't want to get too much and too long here. So let's go to our last one today. What can we invest in? Well, we can invest in ETFs. Okay, and you might have heard that term before. An ETF, otherwise known as an exchange-traded fund. Okay, but a lot of people these days just call it an ETF. Okay, an exchange-traded fund, basically similar to a mutual fund in that it is a collection or a basket of different investments or stocks and bonds, things like that. However, it is just different in the way that it is bought and sold. So whereas a mutual fund, I believe, only is priced once per day, an ETF is kind of like a stock, so the price can change throughout the day, and you can purchase it when the stock market is open. You can buy it right on the stock market. So little few differences, but these are becoming very, very common. So you need to know what that means, but also how to say it. So you can say exchange traded fund, but let's do the more common way of saying it, ETF. Okay, just the letters. So of course E. T, and just like the character ET, and then add F. So when you put them all together, you want it to flow, so please pronounce it or say it after me. ETF. ETF. Okay, very good. Let's make a sentence. I'd like to buy an ETF. Very good. One more time. I'd like to buy an ETF. Okay. And you can, of course, pluralize it as well. So you can say, I own a few ETFs. Okay. Very good. One more time. I own a few ETFs. All right. Excellent. So that is going to be our terms today. Let's review. That's the word I'm looking for. So the first thing we had was stocks. Then we had bonds. Then we had mutual funds. And lastly, ETFs. All right. Very good. So a lot of good terms today, how to pronounce them. We're going to get into some more investing on the next episode. We're going to split up into two because there's a few more terms that I did want to go over related to investing in stocks, things like that. But that's going to be it for today. Thanks so much for listening and joining. If you found this helpful, please share it with a friend, a classmate, a colleague, and leave a review in iTunes or Apple Podcasts. I would love to hear from you there. And leave a 5-star rating. It just takes a few seconds. And I would really appreciate that if you can just take a few seconds or minutes out of your day to do that. And that would be greatly appreciated by me, Al Sensei. So thanks so much. We're going to end it there for today. We're going to come up with another episode very shortly. Thank you so much. And I will see you next time on Business English Power. Until then, remember to always level up your learning and level up your life.